The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, it's a good day. Singing the song, and it's a good day. We're moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day.
It's a lovely day.
Shining your shoes, and it's a good day.
A good day indeed. It's Friday. It is impossible, statistically proven, to be in a bad mood on Fridays. Impossible. This is Piscopo in the Morning. Joe Piscopo is out today. He'll be back on Monday. And Michael Riedel, the theater columnist for the New York Post, who also hosts his own show on Saturday mornings on this station, is here. And now, Michael, you are
good morning,
childless,
Frank.
Right? As far as you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is this going?
Well,
yeah, you never know with Frank.
I don't see that. I
mean, really.
Now,
starts off innocently.
You're childless. There's something. There's just something menacing the way he said. Right. So you're childless. So I want to ask you.
Now,
do you have any charges like Kevin Spacey has against him? Is that what you're going to ask me? Is that where you're going with this?
No.
Thanks,
no.
Frank.
I too am childless, to the best of my knowledge. Al claims to have one child.
Claims I have a child. I don't claim.
Least,
I claim him on my tax return.
Exactly.
But I have a child.
Takes him to school. He picks him up after school.
With tax reform, you still need these deductions.
Yes.
You need to count them while they're there.
Thank
so
you.
Now, you happen to live in New Jersey.
That's correct.
Just like Joe Piscopo.
Right.
Michael and I live in Greater New York. And there is a diner in New Jersey that is adding an 18% gratuity to the bills of children who dine without their parents.
Yes, now, I saw the
this
story.
Is the Wayne Hills Diner on the Hamburg Turnpike, which if you spend any time there, you are a hamburger. And it's located right across the street from a middle school. And they're often hit with all these kids that come there after
school. Friday and Saturday
20,
nights, too.
30 kids at a time. So,
and the kids don't tip.
But
right.
Apparently not. So yeah. One of the diner's owners told Channel 4 here in New York, when these large number of kids come in, especially on Fridays, they tie up the wait staff, and then, as you just said, they don't tip. So they're now including an automatic 18% gratuity on the bills of children that dine without their parents. Now, this strikes me as somewhat unfair, but I've been in plenty of restaurants, especially diners, where these kids, especially dining alone, are completely unruly.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think something needs to be done. But based on what you know, Michael, of the situation here, what do you think?
Well, listen, I can understand the kids that they don't really know how to tip. They probably don't know about tipping. But my issue, though, with the gratuity added to the bill is a tip is a gesture of appreciation for the service. If the service is bad, I want to be able to make a gesture that says you're not worth 18%.
Right.
You were a lousy server, so I'm going to give you nothing or 5% or 10%. I don't think you are automatically entitled to your 18%. Now, if you happen to be a terrific server, a really friendly person, and have enhanced my dining experience, I'll give you 20%, 25% as an appreciation for what you've done for me. But don't force me to do it. It is my decision to reward you for the service you have given to me.
See, now, if I'm not mistaken, one of the mothers said she would not allow her kid to dine there anymore and said, that's my
right.
choice and that's it. I don't want to have my kid forced
not on
have
board
a tip
with
forced
this.
Upon. No, but some kids, though, have said it just makes it easier so we don't have to worry about factoring the tip and it's already included into the bill. So I think there are pros and cons. I think if you don't want to get the tip added on, don't frequent that diner. And I understand the ease that it's across the street from the middle school or whatever, but go to someplace else. I do agree with you, Frank, though, that on Friday and Saturday nights, these kids can get unruly and they're ordering a cup of coffee or, a soda and they're not really buying anything else. So I understand maybe the owner of the diner wants a little bit more
turnover. You want to keep the kids away from the diner? offer a free meal for Kevin Spacey. Put him in the window. It ends your kid problem right there.
So we have three options, right? Do we go with what this restaurant is doing? Mandatory tip if for anybody that dines without a parent.
Right.
Do we just have them tip as they see fit? A lot of people think we should do away with tipping entirely.
Right. Although, isn't there a restaurant here in New York that's doing that? And
there are restaurants that are doing it.
Or do we go with the Michael Riedel approach and just have Kevin Spacey eat there?
And let's be fair, there's nothing illegal about what this restaurant owner is doing.
No, of course not.
Have you noticed, though, I see this on the cabs when I put the gratuity there. Didn't tipping used to be 15%? It's now 18%.
Yeah, it's got
18% is the low threshold.
It's
gone up to 20. You tip a minimum of 20.
You know, but okay, so you tip it for everybody. Restaurants, for drivers.
Because I understand that.
But so why? I am not in a profession where people have deemed it tip worthy, right? So why?
Well, that's the bigger problem.
For an exceptional show, I want tips.
I'm not even going to answer what was going to be on my mind because it would have been bad. But anyway, no. I do agree with you on that. I think the tipping has gotten out of control in terms of every single place that you go to now has a tip jar.
Yeah.
You go to the Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, there's a bowl there for a tip.
Why am I
giving you a tip for pouring me a cup of coffee?
Don't
That's
tip
your job.
I don't tip at places like that. I am not going to tip somebody who all they do is pour me a cup of coffee, and at Starbucks, I have to put my own milk in it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But it's your job to pour the coffee.
Exactly. I don't get tipped for your job.
John Gambling, there was no one more anti-tip than him. He thinks we should do away with tipping entirely. So let's throw it open to the folks. 877-970-2999. You can also comment on sexual assault or tax reform if you want. 877-970-2999. Selma is in Ridgewood. She's been waiting very patiently. Selma, you're on the Joe Piscopo Show with Michael Riedel, Frank Moreno, and Evan Algatullo.
Hello. Good morning, Selma.
Thanks for picking up and allowing me to speak. Your colleagues on the other stations won't touch this. I think they think they're too big. I don't know. But the bottom line of the story is, gentlemen and Mr. Hain over there, if you get accused of sexual molestation, you lose everything. And you know what? You have to prove that you haven't done the disgraceful act. And, of course, they depend. You go to court on forensics, psychologists. Nobody in their right mind is going to admit that they sexually molested anybody. And therefore, science has to come into play. Like, I was scanned, that 99.99% absolutely is the correct thing to do. And polygraphs, even done concurrently, because if you don't do it, you're not ever going to.
I think that's a great point, Selma. Thank you very much for the call. And
forensics is not going to work, though, if the incident happened 30 years ago.
Not. Yeah.
Kevin, we got to say, Kevin Spacey did not deny it.
Right.
He said, I was drunk. I don't remember. If I did it, I'm sorry. The implication being he did it.
He apologized, but he used it in a way to deflect attention from it.
Because then he said, by the way, I'm gay.
Which I think was completely wrong. And
gay people were furious.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, no, no. As they should be.
Understandable.
As they should.
877-970-2999. Are we now in an era, whether it's at the workplace, in politics, in journalism, in entertainment, where all you have to do is find someone to accuse someone of sexual harassment?
And your life is over.
Let's say your boss won't give you a promotion. Find someone to accuse him of sexual harassment. Let's say your opponent is leading in the polls. Find someone to accuse him of sexual harassment. Let's say he's publishing a newspaper you don't like or producing movies you don't like. Find someone to accuse him of sexual harassment. 877-970-2999. Roberta is on Staten Island. Hello, Roberta.
Well, I enjoyed Kevin Spacey and the Bobby Darin story.
That's Beyond the Sea. He's tremendous in that.
Yeah,
Not only is the acting great, but the singing.
He sings, he dances. Great. Yeah.
I want to tell you about the website that I found by accident. You're complaining how expensive Broadway shows are.
Yeah.
And it's called Broadway for Broke People, and it's really good. It tells you how you get how much rush tickets are. And
I haven't heard of that. Broadway for Broke People. That's good.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
These ticket prices are out of control. $850, $900 to see Springsteen on Broadway. I went to the opening night. It was a terrific show. I get press seats.
This is what we were talking about yesterday.
But I wouldn't pay for these. If I had to pay, I wouldn't see these shows.
No, exactly. I don't.
I got to lay out $800 to see a Broadway show.
I go to maybe one show a year precisely for this.
But here's the trick, though, with the Springsteen show and other shows. They say it's a limited run. He's only going to be there for 2 months, and people scream. You know, servers are crashing because they're trying to get tickets. And then all of a sudden, the next day, he might be extending his stay, and here's more tickets available. Yeah. And already now, you're out $1,000, $2,000 when you can possibly get tickets at whatever the face value is.
Yeah, but still, those tickets, they wind up in the hands of the scalpers.
Right.
And if you want to go see Springsteen tonight, there are tickets available, but you're going to pay $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Speaking of not paying things, I want to discuss my friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin is a great guy.
Oh, he's got his hand out for the freebie. Is that
true.
What you're saying?
Oh, yes. Kevin.
7 o'clock hour. Nobody is spared.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you're eviscerating
especially
everyone.
Especially if you're not here. If you're not here, you know.
You're dead.
Kevin McCullough is a great guy. He's one of my regular drinking buddies, here at the station. And he does.
I do a show every Friday.
I know,
afternoon.
Every Friday. I'm going to be listening tonight. He does a fairly good show. And it is fairly good. It is.
When he's sober.
No, it is. No. But so, now, Kevin, on the days that he comes in, which is rare, maybe once or twice a week, he will usually, join me for a drink. And he'll never pass up an opportunity, especially if someone else is paying.
Now, I know. Does he ever pick up the check?
He does. One out of every three times. Now. Last week, SMS text message Kevin and say, I'm going for, a one at one. Do you want to join me?
That's your thing, right?
That's right.
One drink at 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, and he says, no, I'm
this show ends at 10. Can we do 10 at 10?
Bottoms up.
He writes back to me. He says, no, I'm actually heading uptown for lunch at Gallagher's. I'm going the other way. I say, okay, good. I figured he's got plans. I did my thing. He did his. Okay. So then, about 3 hours later, he sends me a photograph of a martini, right, which is one of my favorite drinks. And he says, you should have came. And I said, Kevin, I must have missed my invitation to come. And he says, I thought everyone was invited. And I said, well, who was doing the inviting to everyone? And he says, no, we had a big remote taping of Michael Riedel's show at Gallagher's.
Oh, yeah. Great lineup of guests.
I heard last Saturday.
And tomorrow I had more guests, so it's another one from Gallagher's. I had Tim Rice, the guy who wrote The Lion King and Evita. I had Rick Ellis, who wrote Jersey Boys. I had Jason Alexander
from
Seinfeld.
I heard that last
Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
It would have been nice to have been there to not only partake in this lunch that apparently everyone else was invited to, but to meet Jason Alexander and, all these other great folks. So that's what's on tomorrow's show. And how did the invite list in terms of who was invited get constructed?
No, the big thing was the one thing that I was adamant about was that Frank Morano not be invited.
Oh,
that was the one thing that I told Grace, my producer.
Smart
I said,
move.
Yeah, invite anybody else, but I don't want Frank.
I respect that. I respect you coming forward with that rather than, we didn't think of you. We thought you were busy.
We didn't want you. We didn't want you.
I'll take that. I respect that.
No, and it was the Gallagher's owners, too. They were like, we love AM 97 The Answer, but we just do not want Morano here. We just do not want him anywhere near the place.
877-970-2999. Tell me what retribution you think I should seek on the people here at this station that went out of their way to not invite me to this delightful celebrity-filled lunch at Gallagher's, which had cocktails, and you can hear tomorrow. And
by the way, the lunch,
go ahead.
The lunch special at Gallagher's is terrific. It's like $25 or something for a great steak, a lettuce wedge you get, and dessert. Best bargain in Midtown.
I really enjoyed that article the owner of Gallagher's wrote, "Is Lunch Dead?" Because I think it really talked about how dangerous it is that fewer and fewer New Yorkers are going out for lunch.
Yeah.
And obviously he comes from a different perspective. He wants everybody going out for lunch, but I think it's important that rather than people just eating lunch at
you are keeping up a tradition that really is dead, and that is the three martini lunch.
That's right. As Gerald Ford said, that is the epitome of American efficiency. Nowhere else can you get an earful, a bellyful, and a snootful. 877-970-2999. Stu is in Bay Ridge. Hello there, Stu.
Yeah, good morning, guys. First of all, stop knocking the Navy. But watch them to the Navy's, there wouldn't be a Marine Corps. The Kentucky fraud chicken spent $10 million to try to knock off a Judge Moore. And Judge Moore prevailed, and the Alabamans are not going to let a northern newspaper tell them who to vote for. Judge Moore by a landslide. Mr. Riedel.
Yes.
What's your take on the band's visit? The movie was great. How was the show? The
show is absolutely terrific. Just opened on Broadway last night to rave reviews. I saw it when it was off Broadway. I agree with you. The movie was so charming. It's about an Egyptian military band, and they get lost in Israel, and they wind up in a small town with Israelis, and of course, you know, they become friends, and it's really a lovely, lovely movie. I agree with you on that front, and the Broadway show is well worth seeing. And I can tell you this: it's not going to set you back $900. They're not charging Springsteen prices. You should definitely see the show. You can get a ticket at a reasonable price. The band's visit, terrific, terrific Broadway musical.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. And Debbie, how are the roads looking on this frigid Friday morning?
I have a question for you, Frank. So sometimes you have, do you say martini at lunchtime?
Sometimes.
Well, it's rare.
Every time.
Sometimes.
The rarity would be that it's a martini.
You know? You have at least two.
Yeah, that's a good number.
And do you sometimes have to go back to work after that?
You know, sometimes I have work to do, but I'm never... never on the air after one of these three martini lunches. That's the only time.
I'd like to hear that.
No,
show.
That's the only time. I think I filled in.
What's that great line? I like a martini, two at the most. Three, I'm under the table. Four, I'm under my host.
that could be dangerous.
No, four, I'm on the
Kevin
floor.
Kevin Spacey.
Right, four, I'm on the floor. Five, I'm under the host. Right.
I like a martini. Two at the most. Three, I'm under the table. Four, I'm under my host. Dorothy Parker, the great Dorothy Parker.
Dorothy Parker and the Vicious Circle about her time at the Algonquin Round Table. What a great, great film.
Mm.
Debbie.
Sounds dangerous to me.
I will repeat the question. You're invited to join us for cocktails this afternoon, by the way.
Oh, so, I'm working, but otherwise I would, you know. I do a weekend party. I'll be there.
No, weekends everywhere is too crowded. That's why I do my drinking in the mid-afternoon. That's it.
She should have a couple of drinks, then do traffic. Say, yeah, traffic report is it's traffic. There's always traffic. Please give me a break.
Right.
It's over.
You imagine?
There's traffic. Goodbye.
That would be really bad.
And, Debbie, where are you on this tipping situation? You think the kids should have to pay a mandatory 18% gratuity for dining without their parents?
Just explain to me the whole situation. Is this
well,
everywhere they go?
I'm not going to reward you for not listening to the
No.
She was having a martini.
Listen, let me tell you one thing. I always overtip. So I think, yes, they should tip mandatory and then tip more. I think it's very important to tip people.
Hey, big spender.
Spend a little time with me. All right, let's go. Let's see.
That sounds like an audition to me.
I'm ready, Michael. Let's see what's happening right now as we head to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx eastbound moving slowly out toward Webster Avenue, but that late running construction finally out of the way. But then you're busy on the New England Thruway north into Connor Street. The ramp is blocked with ongoing police department activity. Westbound Cross Bronx heavy at 3rd Avenue. Now, alternate side parking rules are suspended for Veterans Day. Thank you to all of our veterans out there. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. Let's go to Delancey Street. That's still blocked off by Clinton Street by the Williamsburg Bridge. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Around the world, there are young people who face a difficult decision. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help support their families. In a single moment, you can help them write a new story. See potential, not poverty, at unbound.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. Sunny tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu can make a big difference. The best way to tell is that the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
From the Fox Business Network, Nintendo's Switch game console turned out to be a lot more popular than the company planned. Now Nintendo says it plans to make 25 to 30 million Switch gaming consoles next year. The company could even make more, depending on sales this holiday season. Buyers like that it's a hybrid. It can be used as a home console and a portable handheld machine. The Equifax breach is cutting into the company's business. Its earnings slumped in the recent quarter. However, Wall Street was expecting even weaker numbers from the credit reporting company. Hawaii's Island Air says today will be its last day flying. The airline filed for bankruptcy on October 16th. The company has 400 employees. Island Air was in business for 37 years, but it has been losing money for 4 years. The Dow down 101 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 39. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosolo.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary. They are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jos Rosen, the host of Garden Sense. Keep Christmas cactus in a place where night temperatures will be below 50 degrees for 5 to 7 days to trigger flower bud formation. After 5 to 7 cool nights, then put your Christmas cactus in a place that has plenty of light and is somewhat cool. Water your Christmas cactus when almost dry and use C-Mate every time you water.
Garden Sense Radio, Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, more than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving incomprehensible devastation. Today, more than 3 million Americans there have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Life is far from normal in Puerto Rico, and these people, they still need our help. Food for the Poor and WNYM are shipping food, water, medicines, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Call 855-919-463 now. Your generous gift will let them know they are not forgotten and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. To give now, visit am970theanswer.com or give by phone. Call 855-919-463. That's 855-917-4673. Call now to make a life-saving difference for the millions of our citizens in Puerto Rico who are in need.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Piscopo in the Morning. I'm Frank Moreno here with Michael Riedel, the theater columnist for the New York Post, who's also the host of On the Town Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You don't just have your theater column in the Post today. You've got a great piece about Manhattan Plaza. What is Manhattan Plaza?
Manhattan Plaza, which is the subject of a documentary that's coming out at the New York City Documentary Film Festival this weekend. Manhattan Plaza is a government-subsidized housing to a big, big complex over on 42nd and 43rd Street, 9th and 10th Avenues. It was built in the 70s, and the whole idea was to bring people, middle-class people, to a neighborhood, as you well know, Frank, in the 70s, the far west side of Midtown Manhattan, Hell's Kitchen, was not a place people wanted to live. And the brilliant idea they had was that they would make Manhattan Plaza for people who worked in the performing arts, right? Mm. Because they didn't want it to become a big slum again, all right? They didn't want the urban poor there to become the drug dealers and have all the problems that a lot of those slums had. So they're thinking, how do we make this place for poor people but who are law-abiding poor people? Who are those people? People who work in the performing arts, because, you know, not everyone is Kevin Spacey, makes as much money as Kevin Spacey. You know, actors are out of work a lot. Stagehands, you know, weren't making huge salaries back in those days. The ushers don't make a lot of money. They're the people who work in the performing arts. And they got subsidized housing. They moved into Manhattan Plaza in 1977 when it opened. Larry David, struggling comedian then, moved in. $57 a month was his rent.
Wow.
Alicia Keys grew up there. Terrence Howard ran lines with Giancarlo Esposito, who landed his role in Do the Right Thing when he was living in Manhattan Plaza, and it turned the neighborhood around. It was the beginning of the revival of 42nd Street and Times Square, because you had these performing artists who were living in Manhattan
Plaza.
I'm
looking forward to seeing the documentary. What is it called again?
It's called Miracle on 14th Street.
And is on 42nd
Street. On 42nd Street, yeah.
And is Manhattan Plaza
Miracle on 14th Street? That's the Macy's movie, the Santa Claus movie.
34th. Is Manhattan Plaza still there?
And yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Is
yes.
it still housing for artists and people in the performing arts?
Or? Yeah, you know, if you qualify, it's tough to get into. The waiting list, I think, is something like 12 years. But, yeah, you qualify. I have a lot of friends who live there. It's a great building to go to. You walk down the halls, you hear people vocalizing, practicing the cello, running lines. And, yeah, a friend of mine who has lived there since 1992 says, you know, I'm surprised this building doesn't levitate, because there's that kind of wonderful energy
really?
That performing artists
bring. I got to try and crash.
It's got a great health club. It's got an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And remember, what really transformed the neighborhood is when you brought these people, these performing artists, the people who worked in the theater, they moved into this neighborhood that was totally blighted. Well, what follows? Restaurants, dry cleaners, supermarkets. Gradually, they push out the massage parlors and the peep shows, because they have to cater to working class people who work in the performing arts. And it was a brilliant idea.
It certainly is. 877-970-2999. Felicia is in Livingston, I presume. Good morning, Felicia.
Good morning. I'm glad to get on. From an inside point of view, my parents were restaurant workers, and I've seen some abominable treatment of wait staff, and I cringe. My husband and I always tip a little, and if it's a great service, we tip a lot. I don't think the diner owners are stupid men. They probably know this would impact their business. And young people are rambunctious. They may make a mess. They're not bad, but so I totally agree with that decision.
So you support the mandatory tipping?
I do.
All right. Fair enough, Felicia. Steve in Manhattan, hello. He waited too long.
Steve in Manhattan. Not anymore.
He who
not
hesitates anymore. Is lost. 877-970-2999.
Hey, if you live in Manhattan Plaza, give us a call. Tell us what it's like to live there.
There you go.
The thing I wanted. Now, it is going to be quite cold today. They're talking frigid winds. And by the way, if my longtime companion is listening, please grab a scarf for me, because I forgot to grab one earlier and I'm meeting up with you later. So please grab a scarf. The thing I like about the cold weather. I'm serious.
You come in early in the morning. We have a weather forecaster. You don't listen to the weather at
frigid.
All.
It's frigid out there.
It's frigid.
You know, but I'm getting. You know how it's like in the morning. You have very little time to get a lot done.
He's wearing shorts and flip flops.
Exactly.
It's 20 degrees outside, Frank. What's wrong with you?
It was warm in the house.
Or you're one of these people that open up the door, you think it's warm, and you just leave?
No, I don't even do that.
You know what's funny, though? You get up in the morning, and my girlfriend does this. She goes, I check the weather. She goes on her cell phone, hits the weather app. I say, look out the window.
Right.
You
right.
can see
right.
what's happening. Why right. do you need to – everything well, has got to be on the phone
but
now.
But the difference is the weather at 3:30 in the morning is not always the weather at noon. You know, so you may have to prepare
fair
differently.
Point,
differently.
Fair
so don't
fair
bash point. Your girlfriend for that. And if my girlfriend is listening, I love her dearly, and I hope she gets that scarf for me and brings it in. Now,
cashmere. Cashmere.
Exactly.
I hope it's cashmere.
We're going to talk with Michael Connors, who does a great show called Ask the Lawyer, Saturday nights on our station. station about Veterans Day. He has been chronicling veterans issues for a long, long time. You know, every year there are fewer and fewer World War II, actually every day, fewer and fewer living World War II veterans. In the not too distant future, there will be zero World War II veterans left.
I don't believe there are any World War I veterans left.
No,
they're
the
gone.
Youngest one, last one died about 4 years ago. But it was nice to see that World War II veteran get elected mayor of Tinton Falls, New Jersey, on Tuesday, and he is going to be joining Joe Piscopo on Monday for an exclusive interview.
That's awesome.
93. Can you imagine? That is absolutely wild. Why don't we take a break? Coming up a little bit later, we have an FBI agent who had his Rolex stolen by a stripper. And we have Bob Menendez, who gets a stay of execution in his criminal trial. We'll tell you what's in store for tax reform and a whole bunch of other things. If you have advice on how to survive the cold weather, 877-970-2999. We'll talk Veterans Day with Michael Connors next. This is the Piscopo in the Morning program with Michael Riedel and Frank Moreno. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
38 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. President Trump planning a fundraising breakfast in New York City next month. A ticket to eat bagels and omelets with the president costs $1,000. The December 2nd breakfast, organized by the Republican National Committee and Trump's campaign, is expected to draw New Yorkers hoping to bend the president's ear about his tax plan. The bill would eliminate state and local property tax deductions, which Long Island Congressman Peter King has said would be devastating to New Yorkers. A settlement is reached in the case against the Clifton restaurant, where seven former and current workers say they were subjected to racism and sexual harassment. NJ.com reports the Alexa Steakhouse and Tavern will pay $80,000 to settle the allegations. NJ.com also says a former manager called Hispanic workers derogatory names and slapped a female employee on the buttocks. The restaurant's owner has been ordered to implement policies and training to prevent future discrimination moving forward. In sports, Islanders hockey tonight, they'll play the Stars in Dallas. You can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer, starting at 8:30. The Devils lost 3-2 to the Oilers in overtime in Newark. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 22-16 on Thursday Night Football. And the men's college basketball season tips off. Seton Hall will take on Fairleigh Dickinson at 6:30. You can listen to it right here on The Answer. While St. John's opens up at home against New Orleans, you can listen to that game on our sister station at 7 p.m. on The Mission 570 WMCA. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Veterans Day. Metered parking rules in effect. Thank you to our veterans out there. Let's go over to Delancey Street at Clinton Street by the Williamsburg Bridge. It's a closure with an accident over there. Still very busy on the westbound BQE by the LIE with an accident. Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down Clove Road out toward the Verrazano Bridge. It's a disabled truck on the upper level into Brooklyn. Northern State eastbound at IU Willits Road. Accident still blocking two lanes over there, so prepare for delay. Inbound GWB down to 45. Lincoln Tunnel still waiting 20. Holland still about 15 minutes getting into town. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head over to Morris Avenue getting through Union. It's all due to a gas main break. Southbound Thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. Sunny tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
I'm here with Gary Goldberg, founder and CEO of Gary Goldberg Financial Services. Gary and his firm have made their name by helping real folks like you and me manage our money. Hi, Gary. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. And as always, we're here to assist your listeners in helping build their portfolios for their individual needs.
We just went through a six-month period where the market usually has its worst performance, and that just didn't happen. Why? And what do you expect the next period to be like, and why?
Well, it's very interesting because the stock market this week ended the dreaded month of October not only unscathed but at record highs. So the question becomes, what is going to happen now between November and April, which is typically the best time for investing? We are bullish at Gary Goldberg Financial Services, and the reason the market does well from November to April is people fund their IRAs, their 401ks, and pension plans invest their money. Where does it go? doesn't go into bonds or cash. It goes into the stock market. So as long as the economy is humming along the way it is, there's no risk, in our opinion, of any new bubble, and the market should continue to do well.
Thanks, Gary. If you'd like to talk to Gary and his team at Gary Goldberg Financial Services, just call 800-377-5757, 800-377-5757, or check the website, ggfs.com, or you can even email Gary personally, GaryG@GaryGoldberg.com.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me tonight at 8:30 p.m. when the New York Islanders visit Dallas, Texas to battle the Stars. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Daily News investigative reporter Greg B. Smith about his recent article exposing how a New York City developer allegedly paid Mayor de Blasio to stop from being issued citations for illegal hotel activity. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a special time, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here for Blue Rock Energy. It never hurts to explore your options, and at Blue Rock, there's a lot to explore, like fixed, variable, and blended energy rate plans for your business, a full range of services to help reduce energy consumption, and a level of predictability that your local utility can't match. Plus, our energy advisors are there every step of the way, so whatever choice you make, you know it's the right one. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today and learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Minutes to 8 o'clock. This is Piscopo in the Morning. Michael Riedel here with Frank Morano. It's Veterans Day Eve, not only the birthday of the Marine Corps, but the day before, but the day a lot of people are observing Veterans Day. A lot of federal institutions are closed today. A lot of banks are closed. And a bunch of stuff that is normally reserved for Veterans Day, which is tomorrow, is being observed today. That's why
Go to the parades. Salute our vets.
Absolutely. And, you know, throughout the American history, historically, Americans have been very welcoming to our veterans. World War II, we literally had, you know, all sorts of parades. The Korean War, World War I. The notable exception to that is the servicemen that served in Vietnam and then came back to America, often to find that even though they were sent to some place that they didn't volunteer to go to, but and made to do things that they weren't.
The hippies in the left wing despised them because they were in the military.
Attacked with rocks, spit on, called baby killers. And
well, the left has learned its lesson, though, because, you know, when we had the when we went into Iraq, the left had their talking points. Do not insult the people who are fighting over in Iraq. Go after the politicians who send them there, but do not go after the people who are serving.
And that's why, because a lot of critics of different military interventions have maybe learned their lesson, those that served in Vietnam have really a special place in American history as folks that really were not paid their just due when they came home. And that's why when I heard this fascinating story about two Vietnam veterans that came to our attention from Michael Connors, who is the host of Ask the Lawyer Saturday nights on AM 970 The Answer and on WMCA, I thought it would be a great opportunity today to invite Michael on to share it with us. Michael, good morning. Thanks for coming on the radio with Michael and I.
Good morning, Frank.
Michael and me, I should say.
Okay.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Mike, tell us about this story that you shared with our boss, Jerry Crowley, and tell us how you first came to learn about it.
Well, you know, I've interviewed quite a few World War II veterans on our show, and unfortunately now they're dying off. But I belong to the Catholic War veterans, and one of the fellow members there is Jose Hernandez. And he was in Vietnam in 1968. He and his buddy Tom Carnes were in a firefight. Jose, the back of his head was shot off. Tom Carnes saw him, thought he was dead, but then he looked and he saw he was still bleeding, so he knew he was alive. So he called over to the medics, hey, this guy's still alive. It took him an hour to get him to the ambulance because the back of his head was floating around and they had to be so careful. But the medic said, Tom, sorry, he's a goner, he's dead. So Tom goes off, he's got the rest of his tour to live, you know, he has to put it in the past. Then 30 some odd years later, he's at the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington. He's looking for his buddy's name, Jose Hernandez. It ain't there. And he says, wait a minute, did he live? So then he started a search to find him, and, you know, Jose Hernandez in Brooklyn, New York wasn't that easy to find.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so he's calling, he's calling, he's calling. And one day he rings the phone, and Jose answers the phone. And the miracle is, Tom says, a God moment. It was 40 years to the day when Jose was wounded.
Wow. Have you been with these guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jose's a member of my Catholic War Veterans Post in Brooklyn.
And are you going to, is this going to, are you going to talk to either Tom or Jose on tomorrow night's edition of Ask the Lawyer?
Yeah, both of them, except tomorrow it's going to be 8 o'clock on MCA.
Okay, so the 8 o'clock on 8 the MCA. Oh, 8 a.m.
Right, you can go from there to, after the show, you can go to 970 The Answer.
Yeah, so you can listen to, you start with your morning with Michael Connors. I'm glad he told me this. I would have no idea. So start your morning with Michael Connors and this incredible story of Jose Hernandez and Thomas Carnes, and then go over at 9 o'clock to Michael Riedel on AM 970 The Answer. That is some story.
It's a compelling story, totally, Michael.
Absolutely. That is wild. Thank you for bringing it to the attention of our listeners. That is, what sparked your interest, Michael, in profiling different veterans and folks that served in these different battles? I mean, when you think of a show called Ask the Lawyer, you think about people asking questions about trusts and estates and wills and real estate closings. You don't necessarily think about stories that profile these different heroic veterans. What prompted your interest in this?
Well, like I said, when I joined the Catholic War Veterans, there still were a lot of these World War II veterans going to the meetings, and their stories were fascinating. I have, like I said, I have 12 to 15 World War II veterans on our, you know, podcast interviewed. But this story, of course, hits you because, you know, Jose's the same age as I am. We're contemporaries. And he was blinded by the wound, but he went to college. He had a productive life. He accomplished a lot.
No, it's some story. I'll be listening tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on WMCA.
You know, I was always a big fan of Senator Bob Dole because he served in World War II, and he was pretty much shot up and left for dead, and he survived.
Right, right. And there are a lot of these stories going around because, you know, what the medics could accomplish, what the doctors could accomplish, especially in Vietnam. The old story was back then, you get a guy, and as long as he's not too dead, we'll save him.
Yeah. The medics, salute to the medics, too, because those guys run right into the battlefield to save people's lives.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
How great of a picture was that? We were talking about Mel Gibson earlier in the context of if stars can make a comeback after allegations or proof of impropriety, whether it's anti-Semitism, drunken rants, or sexual misconduct. And, you know, I think that film, Hacksaw Ridge, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Forgetting about being one of the best war pictures I've ever seen, that's one of the
great
best
movie.
Films I've ever seen.
Well, Mel Gibson's a talented director, a talented actor. I mean, nobody denies that. It's just, you know, he couldn't control his alcohol problem, I guess.
Nobody denies Kevin Spacey's talents, right, as an actor, as a writer, even a singer. Will he be able to make a comeback from these latest allegations? What are your thoughts, Michael? We've been talking about this throughout the
month. I really don't know, but I would believe so. I mean,
you think he can do it?
Look at Roman Polanski.
Exactly. Well, he has to flee the country.
What's the statute of limitations on what Kevin Spacey allegedly did with Anthony Rapp when he was 14 years old?
It's something like, I think it's something like, Michael, do you know, is it something like 15
years?
Well,
rape doesn't have a statute of limitations, but almost everything else does. It's usually 6 years.
Fair enough. Michael, we'll be listening tomorrow morning. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
877-970-2999. Michael Riedel here with Frank Morano in place of Joe Piscopo. You know, you were quite the villain around our office this week. I'm sure you've heard of this, but
what did I do?
So you actually filled in and co-hosted on a rival talk station's morning show. I mean,
I'm a freelancer.
Have you lectured about this yet?
You know, listen, I've
got a slap on the wrist on this.
No. You know, listen, I have a great time doing my show on the town on Saturday mornings, but you know, it's only a 1 hour show, so I'm not restricted to everything.
Well,
my primary employer is the New York Post, and frankly, you know, in this day and age, if they have, they would consider me. I don't consider myself this, but a brand name, and they want their brand names to be out and about things representing the Post.
So you dodged that one out. See, I think Michael should have a moral, if not a legal, obligation to our radio station. We give him a show on Saturday nights. Right. We invite him on the Saturday mornings. Yeah. We invite him on the Kevin McCullough show on Friday nights. We, you know, hosted him at Giordino d'Oro, gave him a free meal.
We,
the royal we.
I didn't know you were management now,
the answer. No. We are a team. And that's why
and my responsibility is to deliver a good show on right. Saturday mornings that attracts advertisers.
All right.
That's the deal.
There you go. Well, should we be mad at Michael for going to a rival station and co-hosting opposite us? 877
970-2999. Frank, wait, why were you listening to a rival station?
No, I wasn't.
Bad boy.
I was working. Oh. I
was great, too, wasn't I, Frank?
I was deluged with people in our office complaining, can you believe what your friend Michael Riedel did? Can you believe how
you took the
he
hit.
Stuck
you took
this
the hit
knife
for me.
In your back? You're slaving, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make this station's listeners
Frank Moreno,
entertained.
How many stations have you worked at over there? You've worked at just about every one, right?
But not at the same time.
I'm unique. I'm in demand. Right. I'm in demand, guys. I can't worry about that.
We're going to leave it up to our jury, which hopefully is less forgiving than the Menendez jury. 877-970-2999. Debbie, how the road's looking?
I also want to give a shout-out to Sergeant Bill Schwind. I ran into him yesterday, 95-year-old World War II veteran as well. I absolutely admire him so much. I've known him for many years. He was married to his beautiful wife for 68 years. She just passed, and he is just such a hero to me, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out as well. So.
Absolutely.
Let's see what's happening right now, guys. We're going to head over to the Cross Bronx. It's been tough this morning. Cross Bronx eastbound as you get out toward the area of Jerome Avenue. Now we have a stalled truck. The earlier construction was cleared in that area, but now that disabled tractor trailer in the right lane causing quite a delay. Once you get northbound on the New England Thruway, that ramp at Connor Street, it's an ongoing accident investigation. Now the inbound GWB holding on to about an hour delay. Lincoln 20, Holland about 15 minutes getting into town. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to 287 South Exit 4 into South Plainfield. That looks like an accident being cleared off to the shoulder, but do watch out for some slowdowns there. And it's still a tough ride on the westbound BQE at the LIE with a crash. Traffic is still moving slowly as well. Delancey Street still closed by Clinton Street over by the Williamsburg Bridge with an ongoing investigation. And over on the northern state, eastbound at IU Willits Road, watch out for a collision there. Two lanes remain blocked. Again, alternate sides suspended for Veterans Day. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa Know-How.
Making your budget last longer than it should is an accomplishment, but making motor oil last longer than it should? Dangerous. Lucky for you, Pennzoil Full Synthetic is only $4.99 a quart. Its long-lasting formula and low price can help your engine and your wallet go farther. Pennzoil Full Synthetic for $4.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/17.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
Here we go!
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Duke Blue Devils on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA.
So Frank and I have been to this particular place, Michael, and you really should go there if you're looking for a really cool vibe.
I have not been there.
Yes, you have.
I have not been there.
Cowan's Public.
Never been there.
It was born in 2015, but its historic roots stretch back into the 1930s. Now, it's an Art Deco speakeasy in Nutley, New Jersey.
Love it.
Opened its doors just after the repeal of Prohibition. The main room features
the whole idea
of
a speakeasy, though, is you should be able to go there and hide, not have people broadcasting that you were there getting drunk.
Well, Prohibition is long in the past, Frank.
Exactly. So the main room features a curved Art Deco bar with custom stained glass, a roaring fireplace, and plenty of seating. Now, Cowan's Public has 16 rotating craft beers on draft for all all tastes and use. They use local purveyors focusing on the freshest ingredients. Try their fried chicken and waffle sandwich, perhaps their wild mushroom taco, both winners. Now, Cowan's Public focuses on seasonal specialty cocktails. This is great. Premium ingredients, house-made syrups, and fresh-squeezed juices. If you're looking for something really unique, Cowan's Public offers a barrel-aged cocktail program featuring five cocktails that have been aged in different spirit barrels, taking on the flavors of the wood and the spirit that was previously held in the barrel. You have to see these bartenders making these drinks. Meticulous. You could sit there for an hour watching these guys. Their attention to detail is amazing.
I can smell that, what with the smoked hickory smell of the scotches, yeah. I bet.
Our sales guy, Frank, he had a bourbon-aged gin.
I got a sip of that. It was outstanding.
Really?
Phenomenal.
Never had that before.
Great place. And like I said, you pull up to it, and it looks like it's, you're like, really? This is, and you walk in, and it's amazing.
Right. You think it's an accounting firm.
Right. And it was.
Until you go in, and
it was an
Art
accounting
Deco.
Firm. And that's how they kept the name. It's
looks like a Hercule Poirot set or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Speaking of which, the movie this weekend.
Murder
that's right.
on the Orient Express. Is
exactly.
Out.
Visit CowansPublic.com. The 1930s never looked so good. Cowans Public, your local escape. And when in Clifton, visit the newly constructed Barrow House Bar and Restaurant.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. And why it matters. Tonight at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
A few minutes before 8 o'clock on Piscopo in the Morning, Michael Riedel, the theater columnist for the New York Post, who's the host of On the Town every Saturday morning at 9, and yours truly, Frank Moreno, guiding you through a Piscopolis Friday morning, taking your calls at 877-970-2999. Four open lines. Let us say hello first to Saul in Riverdale. Don't you dare call it the Bronx. It's Riverdale. Hello, Saul.
Hi, go Buchanan, go. Go Buchanan, go.
That was actually Steve from Manhattan.
He is a moron. I mean, an honest-to-goodness moron. He's just an idiot who likes to call radio stations.
So for 25 years, Steve from Manhattan has been a caller to talk radio.
Yeah.
And he loves Pat Buchanan, loves Tom Tancredo. He's what I guess can best be described as a paleo conservative. So, you know, he would call shows under different pseudonyms. One time, like, he would call on a show and he was all five lines and under different names. And he
different
would.
Voices?
Different voices. Right. And he would get on and then for 10 seconds start talking about what he said he was going to talk about. And then soon change it to like something like, you know, Pat Buchanan for president, or Go Buchanan Go, or Tom Tancredo for president when he was running. So, you know, someone who is escaping the cold weather today is Joe Lundberg. So he couldn't handle the heat. And so and he couldn't handle all the negative mail he was getting. So substituting for Joe Lundberg, who has abandoned us on this frigid Friday morning, is the one and only Maggie Johnson. Maggie, thank you for being a real professional, unlike your colleague, Joe Lundberg.
You know what? I've got broader shoulders. That's what it is. I've got stronger shoulders. I can carry more of this burden.
All right. Give it to us straight, Doc. How bad is it going to be?
So it's going to be pretty bad. I mean, if you're not wrapped in fur, you're going to be hurting out there because the winds is that's what the problem is going to be. I mean, the temperature itself, that's already bad enough, but then we factor in these winds and that's the burden today. So we'll have some sunshine. It'll look pretty, but the winds are howling. Temperatures are going to continue to drop. We're looking at 30s most of the day. We'll have winds gusting upwards of 40 miles an hour. So it's going to feel like it's in the 20s most of the day, teens at times. Now the winds die down tonight. We dropped to 24. The record low is 28, so we're beating a record. And then tomorrow, not as harsh. Sunshine mixed with some clouds. A high just 38, though, but again, with less wind, it's better. We'll get more clouds moving in, and temperatures get into the upper 40s heading into Sunday.
Thank you very much, Maggie. We will talk with you next hour. Stay
I'm
warm.
Shivering after that report.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you tell your
indoors.
Longtime companion to bring me a scarf,
well,
too?
Well, no, she left our apartment, and she did grab my scarf. So I'm still going to be gloveless today. But
what about a hat?
I mean, I think I'm hatless as well. See? I think there's one here.
Most important thing, got to have a hat. Especially, right. Listen, believe me, I experienced that last winter with no hair on my head. So
I never wear a hat because really? I have a lot of hair and I don't like
That's
what
right.
the hat
but
does to the hair. See, it doesn't matter for you.
But you lose the most heat comes from your head, so yeah. it's important to have a hat on.
Well, it's a very important lesson. This the more you know from Al Gattulo.
Well, you haven't learned the lesson.
Exactly.
You don't have a hat.
So I spend, when it's very cold weather, I am always really hopeful that whoever I have plans with will cancel because of the cold
weather. No, you hope that all the time. all the time. It's not just the weather.
Every day I have plans with someone that I'm hoping
we'll cancel. Because of the weather?
Or for whatever other reason.
Yeah, you can't cancel because of the weather.
No, you can't cancel.
I never cancel because of the weather.
What do you cancel for?
If I don't like the person that I'm supposed to see.
No, but you, I've
canceled on Frank so many times. Frank, sorry, I got him deadline.
Oh, yeah. Right,
got to go work at the rival station.
I was excluded from the Gallagher's invite. When
he doesn't like you.
Yeah, clearly not.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy.
I indulge him. He says, I'd really love to see you for one-on-one, a drink. And I said, absolutely, Frank, I'll be there. And then, you know, an hour before, I said, oh, I'm swamped with work. I can't join you.
That's right. All right, coming up next, we'll find out what other excuses Michael Riedel uses to avoid hanging out with me. We'll find out what's worth seeing this weekend. You could stay warm in a movie theater with Jeffrey Lyons. Mike Gallagher will explain to us why Judge Moore is innocent of everything he's accused of. And the 9 o'clock hour, Michael Goodwin, the chief political columnist for the New York Post, will be here. And we'll take your calls, anything and everything. 877-970-2999. But first, here's Altitude 11.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy talking transition plans with the man he will replace. The Democrat met Thursday afternoon with Governor Christie to discuss transition efforts. Murphy said he's appreciated Christie's commitment to make the transition efficient and productive. Murphy beat out Christie's right-hand woman, Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, in Tuesday's election. New Rochelle residents could see their taxes go up next year. Officials have proposed a budget that would raise taxes by about 2%. They say the increase would help pay for improvements in the area, like more funds for police and the fire department. City Council will review the budget proposal later this month. In sports, Devils lost 3-2 to the Oilers in overtime at the Rock. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 22-16 on Thursday Night Football. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.